The cool factor. Modern architecture has the potential to send you to an early grave. Stephen McGee. Travel is not visiting a landmark and ticking a bucket list item. Making a destination attractive to the traveler encompasses the development of the entire town, country, and region. As I cover lesser-known heritage, this reality hits me closer to home. The series Vantage aims to explore viewpoints of experts who work around geography, making it a better place to live and visit. This guest post comes to Image Writer on the third Saturday of every month. The cool factor. Summer is the most important season for vacation across the world. With global warming pushing every temperature record around the world upwards, the entire year is warmer than ever. But have you wondered why cities are hotter than smaller towns or the countryside? Or even within cities, a heritage structure feels cooler than offices or homes? While wandering to capture images at heritage sites for my blog, these questions bothered me. So I reached out to Dr. Aparna Dwivedi, click here for bio, for her vantage. Her words are worth their weight in gold and without a doubt, would do much good if heeded too. Mumbai and Hot Spots by Dr. Aparna Dwivedi. Abstract. Rapid increase in urbanization, population, vehicles, material choices and building, dense economic activities cause heat in the city. Cities are making strides with new materials and technologies, which include new surfaces for the buildings, roads, white surface roads, pathways, etc. The major megacities are the victims of urbanization, which includes the replacement of forest and vegetative regions with the impervious materials like concrete, asphalt, bricks, etc., creating hot spots in cities. Urbanization in Mumbai. There has been a significant increase in the built-up areas from 1973 to 2014. The rapid development of urban sprawl has many potential detrimental effects: building materials, private vehicle use, greenhouse gas emissions from increasing air conditioning, which has led to the increase in temperature of the Mumbai city. The difference in temperature in April 2013 is from 25 to 39 degrees Celsius, almost 14 degrees Celsius in the city. Means the temperature of green areas and built-up areas is drastically high. This can be because of the materials applied on the surfaces, whether horizontal or vertical. The temperature variation between heritage structures and modern buildings is also visible. Observation. For Mumbai City in April 2013, the temperature difference between built-ups and vegetation is as high as 14 degrees Celsius, while between built-ups and water is at 13 degrees Celsius. Most of the built-up parts, especially in the island city, are hotspots depicting speedy urbanization. So are international airports, roads, railway tracks, etc. These show the effects of imperviousness and less evapotranspiration. Evapotranspiration means water percolates in the ground with the help of vegetation and reduces the temperature in the area. We observe cool spots in the parks, inland water bodies and gardens in the built-up areas. Suggestions. We should distribute green surfaces in the city and increase vegetation. It helps improve cooling, so that the sun radiation will not get absorbed by the material applied on the surface of the building. Materials available in the local area, porous surfaces are far better to reduce the temperature of the area and surrounding. Go green. Insightful, ain't she? We'll be back with another Vantage next month, but don't forget to check in here, as Image Writer continues to explore Mumbai.